Good evening across the nation and around the world. Righteous Hustle Radio with the King is definitely live and back on the air. And this is the Season 7 premiere of Righteous Hustle Radio, you know what I'm saying? And also the second year anniversary. But first of all, I had to get this show started like I do with all my shows with a quick word of prayer. So let's get right to it. Father, I cover this entire show in the blood of Yeshua, in Yeshua's name. Now, Father Yahweh, I ask that you possess me with the Holy Spirit and speak through me and do your work through me. On this show, tonight, this hour, I command the sun, the moon, the stars, the water, the wind, the fire, the earth, the north, south, east, and west to bless this show and to smite and curse the enemies of this show, this hour, in Jesus Yeshua's name. Amen. All right, let's get with it. Season 7 premiere, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long break. Definitely back and live on the air, you know what I'm saying? We're going to explain the reason for, you know, the long break in the action, you know what I'm saying? And there's going to be also a new scope of our influence with our Righteous Hustle starting out this Season 7. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot to look forward to. But let's get right into That's So Righteous. And That's So Righteous is a section of the show. We talk about news topics of the day, celebrity news and world news that, you know, you might not think is righteous, but you know, I'm definitely going to put a righteous spin on it. Angelina Jolie. You know, she made news headlines this week, and this is coming from the New York Times. She revealed that she had her ovaries removed. Angelina Jolie had her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed last week after doctors detected a possible sign of early cancer. The 39-year-old actress who underwent a preventive double mastectomy 2 years ago, that means she had her titties cut off, you know, for those who don't know what a mastectomy is. Wrote the New York Times, explaining her decision, which means the mother of six, of three, whom are adopted, will not be able to have any more children. Recently, married actress wrote that she was recently told by doctors that a number of inflammatory markers were elevated, which taken together could point to early cancer. She carries the BRCA1 gene, which brings an estimated 87% risk of breast cancer and a 50% risk of ovarian cancer. And her family has a history of cancer, as her mom had breast cancer and died of ovarian cancer. But I'm going to stop right there. Now, I've done stories on Angelina Jolie. I think it was 2 years ago when she first had this, well, they had the titties cut off. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that was, she had the mastectomy. What's she trying to do? She's trying to avoid cancer in the bloodline, a family curse. And she's not going to be able to avoid that. You know, the doctor thought if she cut her breast off, then the chance of her catching cancer will be reduced down to 5%. Now the doctor found a little strand, which might detect she may get ovarian cancer. So now she runs in there and gets her ovaries and fallopian tubes and her eggs cut out. Now she can't have any more children, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, what's next, you know what I'm saying? The doctor might say, well, there's a strand that you're going to have some nose cancer, she'll get a nose cut off or whatever, but... Yo, you know, you're not going to be able to escape that cancer. It's in your bloodline. It's from years of idolatry, years of witchcraft, years of occultism that this chick has been involved in. I remember, like, years ago, back on the Oscars, she showed up to the Oscars with Billy Bob Thornton. She was fucking around with Billy Bob Thornton with a vial of blood around her neck. You know, both of them have vials of blood around their neck. No telling what type of... secret society or occultic rituals they were involved in. And this goes back in her ancestry. You know what I'm saying? Her mom was involved in it, probably the pops, the grandpops, the mom, the grandmother, all the way back down the ancestry line. So you got a generational curse of cancer in your bloodline. This shit is going to take you out. And right now, the motherfucker's scared as hell because she's, well, her mom passed away when she was 56 from it. And now, you know what I'm saying? What, she's 39, so she's getting closer to that age. So now she's doing everything that she can do to try to avoid this terrible illness taking her out. But everything except making a blood covenant with Yeshua Messiah, you know what I'm saying? You know, getting on God's side of things, anything except coming to Jesus Yeshua, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I cut my fallopian tubes off, I take my eggs out, I cut my breast off, anything but coming to Jesus, you know what I'm saying? Making a blood covenant and drinking his blood and letting that clean out your tainted, cursed blood. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter, you know, what you've excelled in your life and the acting field like she has, you know, made tons of money, millionaire, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful, you know what I mean? But you're still cursed. You got that curse in your bloodline that she's trying to escape from. You know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, 2 years ago when she got the titties cut off, you know, I made this same declaration that no matter what she does, she's still going to catch that shit because the shit is in your blood. You know what I'm saying? It's not in your fucking ovaries and shit. You know, it's easy if you take the ovaries out, you still got blood in you circulating, kid. That shit is in your DNA. Now, unless you get your DNA changed by switching over and making a blood covenant with Christ, that shit is going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this was, you know what I'm saying, predicted, kid. 2 years ago, I called this shit on Righteous Hustle when she tried to cut her titties off, you know what I mean? But anyway, you know what I'm saying, that's Angelina Jolie. The next story I have here on That's So Righteous, the Religious Freedom Bill. Yeah, Governor Nitz pulled this up here on the blog and see what's going on with that, you know what I'm saying? But before I go into that, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Rihanna. Rihanna had the new movie come out, I think the cartoon or the, what they call the animated movie called Home. I think it grossed $54 million, you know, in the first week. So that's pretty much astronomical. But Rihanna, once again, you know, chasing after them white dollars. And yeah, when I say she's chasing after the white dollars, she's pretty much already made all she's going to make, you know, out the black community. It's no more money for Rihanna in the black community, basically. So what she does, she goes around and she chases after these white dollars. She tries to get on these, make these cartoons over there with J-Lo. She tries to be seen running around with Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, like she's, you know, fucking around with the white boys now, you know, because she wants to chase the white dollars. She wants to be accepted by the, you know, basically the white community. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to work, kid. I mean, this movie did good for her, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, for people to say, well, you booed up with Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, just think about it, folks. Do you think that Leonardo DiCaprio, his legacy, the famous success that he's had in the movie and the film industry, do you think that he would taint his bloodline or his heritage or shame his parents or his generational bloodline by being booed up with Rihanna? Now, you're not going to do that. Now, you know what I'm saying? He'll be seen at a party with her. He might smash her or whatever, but he's not going to be in a relationship booed up with Rihanna. That's just not going to happen. Now, you seen Leonardo DiCaprio on New Year's at his own island with a bunch of chicks out there. And then one of them had a black face on him. They were all white girls, Italian girls, you know what I'm saying? You know, girls that he's going to be with as far as a relationship or a possible, you know, some type of, you know, booed up thing. But he's not going to boo up with Rihanna. But Rihanna is going to use that because she wants to chase the white dollars. You know what I'm saying? And so far, you know, it's working for with this new movie. You know what I'm saying? It grossed $54 million the first week. So, you know, I'm going to have more on Rihanna in this season as I continue on with little episodes here and there. But, you know, I just thought that was an interesting tidbit. Next up, we have this Religious Freedom Bill. Yes, Religious Freedom Bill was signed into effect in the state of Indiana. And I'm still trying to pull this up here on this blog, man, you know, so I can, you know, I got to cite all my sources here when I bring them to you. Let's see what we got going here. Indiana business owners who object to same-sex couples will now have a legal right to deny themselves after Republican Governor Mike Pence signed a bill known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law. The legislation approved by Indiana's GOP, controlled House and Senate, prevents state and local governments from substantially burdening a person's exercise of religion unless a compelling governmental interest can be proved. Basically, what they're saying is, you know, if you have a religious point of view, like if you're a Christian and you're against the homosexuality, and I'm not going to, you know, like I said, I'm going to talk about this on my topic when I'm talking about changing the old scope of Righteous Hustle. I'm just going to refer to homosexuality as those people, pretty much. So if you're a Christian business owner, this law says that you have the right to refuse to serve those type of people if it comes against your religion. And we all know homosexuality, being gay, that's an abomination. Same-sex marriage is an abomination. So if I'm a Christian business owner, a Christian wedding planner, or if I'm a Christian baker and a gay couple wants to come in there and have two men on a cake kissing, you know, I have a right not to do that, to refuse them service. And, you know, I think that's a good deal. You know what I'm saying? But it comes under attack. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something that God's talking about. You know what I'm saying? I think this is a good bill. And if Mike Pence, you know what I'm saying, I give props to him. I give props to Governor Pence out there in Indiana. If he stands his ground and not make any changes to the law, this could set a precedent. You know what I'm saying? Here in Georgia, you know, they kind of backed off of it. I think this came up about a year ago in the legislature here in the state of Georgia. I think Governor Georgia, he's not even going to even touch something like that because of the backlash. But shouts out to this governor of Indiana for taking a stand against this. You know what I'm saying? As Christians, we have rights too. You know what I'm saying? You know, that Christian business owner has a right not to serve those type of people who wants to come into his business kissing, you know, two men kissing and two women doing whatever and putting that on a wedding cake or trying to push their abominations off on this on the Christian business owner. It's just ridiculous. So I'm for that bill. I know it's going to catch a lot of flack. And like I say, like this season right here, I'm trying to be a little bit more politically correct and not say certain things about those type of people. I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm just going to refer to them as those type of people. You know what I'm saying? But that's so righteous for this season 7 premiere. If you have any news, topics that you might feel is worthy, that's so righteous. Of course, you can always email me at righteoushustleradio@wildmail.com. That's righteoushustleradio@wildmail.com. Moving on, we're going to introduce the topic for tonight. And now we have a special guest for tonight. His name is General Cool Line, you know, underground independent rapper from here in the Atlanta area. He's also a Somalian native, from what I understand, from his manager. Heard one of his tracks, Life I Choose. It sounds pretty tight, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely waiting to hear from him to see, you know, how he got started or whatever. He could tell us a little bit about, you know, his career and whatever, you know what I'm saying? And the topic of the night, the new scope of Righteous Hustle. Ride along break, ride along absence. You know, Righteous Hustle is definitely moving in a new direction here in Season 7. And definitely want to talk to the listeners who were riding with me over the last 6 seasons. A lot of people want to know what happened or why it took so long to come out with another broadcast. I'm definitely going to explain that. Trying to open up the chat rooms. It seems to be a little bit of a technical problem with the chat rooms, but the phone number is a new number. It's 646-716-8584. That's 646-716-8584. It's a new number, folks. You know what I'm saying? New season, new day, new time, and new number. Matter of fact, yeah. You hear me coming to you on a Sunday night instead of a Friday night. This season 7, like I said, new things for Righteous Hustle. Now we're going to be broadcasting on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. I think it's a better time for myself as far as schedule-wise. I think it's a better time for people who may want to listen because Sunday is pretty much what they call a chill-down evening. People are home. People are getting ready for the work week, especially going into these warmer months. This is a day and a time where people are usually home. And the word can get out and people can log on and or call in to the show and listen to this type of broadcast. So like I said, new day, new time, new season. This is the beginning, you know what I'm saying, of season 7. So I want to get right into the topic, but right quick, I'm going to take a short break and check on this chat room and make sure everything is working properly. But you're listening to Righteous Hustle Radio with the King, and I will be back after this brief, quick break, jot over this topic, and then we'll have General Cool Line come on. We'll be right back after this.
Now I ain't trippin' on the club, you see me be in the parking lot. And plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot. When you think it's poppin', come and see me in the parking lot. Parking lot, club, let me show you what I'm talking about. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here. Man, a party over here.
Okay, my alias. CM, Montemilli BM, W clean rim, bubble coupe green trim, work bounce back like Ben. I'm jumping out the gym, I'm hopping out the bin, big ass rims, player I'm a pimp. Two lesbian twins mix the coat with the hen, flipping dope for the end. Nigga, many men, they hating on him because they ain't been where we done been from Chicago, Illo, Killo, cases of that Lillo. Heart like Armadillo. Sixes on that donk, I roll around like wow. birds on the cell like yeah.
Now I ain't trippin' on the club, you can meet me in the parking lot. And plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot. Really think it's poppin', come and see me in the parking lot. Fuck the club, let me show you what I'm talking about. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here.
Okay, I pull up to the club, fresh in the sea, Paul, Vinny, Irvin, say, big, but so now them hoes on me, all this weed in my blood, make you think I thought of God, and I'm coolin' in the V-neck, pull around blurry, I know how I rock, this is a rock, they think I'm Chinese, I be smoking that pot, that boy fly, yeah, I'm fly, you hear me, I need a watch, I might get my head pop, can't drop a drop top, keep shit like LeBron, do you got your IG or not? Fuck, I need that for me, I'm in the parking lot, about to smoke dick, per 12, about to dog me out, but I don't give a rat thing, meet me in the parking lot.
Nah, I ain't tripping on the club, you can meet me in the parking lot, and plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot, really think it's popping, come and see me in the parking lot, fuck the club, let me show you what I'm talking about, man, the party over here, man, the party over here, man, the party over here. Man, the party over here,
yeah. Party over here, plenty women over here, plenty women over here, throwing 50s in the air, we straight pimping and some gators straight flipping. 10s in the 20s after 20 gym dipping.
Okay. Me, I'm your LeBron, y'all know me, sitting in the A like I'm T.I. My mind be so gone, 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 brain tree high. I walked in too clean, didn't press rewind, all the bad women scream, put it on rewind.
Nah, I ain't tripping on the club, you can meet me in the parking lot. And plus all the bad bitches in the parking lot. Really think it's poppin', come and see me in the parking lot. Fuck the club, let me show you what I'm talking about. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here. Man, the party over here.
Party with us.
Yo, we're back, you know what I'm saying? Righteous Hustle Radio with the King. And that was a rapper from Chicago named CM with his own boy, Younger Bond. That was Parker Lot CM. He helped me out with season 2 of Righteous Hustle, you know what I'm saying? Did a very good job. You know, I had to kick him to the curb, you know what I'm saying, for obvious reasons. You know, you can go back and check all that out on the archives, you know what I'm saying, at blogtalkradio.com/Righteous Hustle. Like I said, I had to take a brief little break because I had to check out some technical problems. Everything seems to be working correctly. I got our guest, General Kugline. He's waiting in the wings, coming up later on in the broadcast. But don't know if that first part of the show went out because I didn't hear the opening song come on. I didn't hear it myself going in the studio or whatever. So I'm going to check that out after the broadcast. But everything seems to be working pretty good, and I'm going to go into this topic. Basically, it's a new scope of Righteous Hustle Radio. Why the long absence? Okay, the last time that I did a show was back in October with Kiss by Noreno. That was the business entrepreneurs out of Atlanta into the hair weave business. That was my last broadcast. Had to go off the air for a while. I know you're probably wondering what happened to the girls that I had on there helping me, Frankie, and also we had the girl Cassie Rose, the foot model out of Virginia Beach. And, of course, Frankie, who was helping me out for 2 seasons. Sometimes people grow apart in this industry. You know, professional ideas just don't match. And, you know, I tried with Frankie the first season. Everything was pretty magical. Tried to bring her back for a second season. And, you know, those professional differences just seem to keep colliding. And that stuff happened again with last season. And I decided just to go ahead and just cut her loose. And not to deal with her no more as far as Righteous Hustle Radio. But as far as the person, she's a cool person. But as far as Righteous Hustle Radio is concerned and what I'm trying to do with this mission and with this brand, she's not going to be a part of it. As far as Cassie Rose, I know the fellas definitely like Cassie on there. I mean, her episode about the foot model was the highest listened to episode. She did try to come on. She had some good ideas about joining the team and joining the cast. And I thought it was a good idea, but her schedule is a very hectic schedule. She's trying to push her own thing with the foot modeling career and her videos and her website. And she also has 4 children of her own, you know, and she's also a worker. So I mean, the scheduling issues, it just wasn't going to work out for her to be able to help me with this broadcast. But one thing that I will continue to push in season 7 is to find a female co-host for this broadcast to get the female perspective of what I'm trying to do. And the scope and the mission of this show is always going to be to kill Illuminati, to expose the witchcraft and the occultism going on in the industry, to expose it to the masses, to the youth who watches these videos, who listens to the albums and buys the CDs and watch the award shows, just to open their eyes so they won't be under this type of fog or this type of curse to get into witchcraft and black magic and occultism that's being put out there by these entertainers. And like I always said from season 1, hey, Tupac was my biggest inspiration in starting this type of mission, because before Pac was taken out, he started to expose what was going on, the real deal behind the entertainment industry, that is not about talent. It's about who's going to worship these devils, who's going to, you know, be getting fucked in the ass, which one of these rappers going to get all these rappers you see on TV fronting like they're a man, fronting like they get all these bitches, which they do, but they're just bisexual. They want the man more than they want the woman. You understand what I'm saying? This is what they're being presented on TV, is that these guys are womanizers, but behind closed doors, when the cameras go off, these guys want more dick than they want pussy. They suck more dick than they get pussy. And that's what I'm trying to expose here, you know what I'm saying? So if you're, and I'm always going to be also, the second scope of this mission is always going to be about the independent artist. The man that's trying to get out with a deal, the man that's trying to do this thing independently to get distribution. You got to open the eyes of those people too. If you're trying to rap, if you're trying to sing, if you're trying to dance or model, these things are going to be presented to you if you want to make your dream come true. So, you know what I'm saying? If I'm telling you something that's opening your eyes, when you get out there, you know what I'm saying? You can tell these niggas, go fuck yourself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cut a blood covenant with Yeshua Messiah and do this thing Jesus Yeshua's way. I'm going to drink his blood. I'm not going to drink your virgin's blood like Lil Wayne and them niggas be doing. I ain't going to make these little virgin packs, these little satanic packs like these college fraternities, these Kappa Psi Kappas and all these A's be doing. And yes, I know about this stuff. You know why? You know, because I have family members involved in masonry. You know what I'm saying? I've dabbled in that, the dark arts. You know what I'm saying? Why? To try to get on TV. Yeah, I've been on the sets of these shows. I've done castings. I've seen what goes on behind. I've worked with these different spells, so I see the symbolisms. I know what they do. You understand what I'm saying? But it's my job to expose this. I done switched sides now. I'm no longer with that stuff no more. I'm not going down the path that my family was doing. Not getting involved with that shit. Because that shit will turn back up on you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to leave your ass cursed. It's going to leave your ass with diseases in your bloodline. You're fucking around cursing your family bloodline yourself. Or you're going to fuck around and be always locked up in jail back and forth. Or you're going to fuck around and be dead before your time. Because you're going to meet with some type of premature death or unfortunate accident because it's a curse. Because God said, do not worship any other idols but him. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the scope of Righteous Hustle Radio. You know what I'm saying? And what I offer also is wisdom, justice, and entertainment. Wisdom, because I'm spitting this truth about this, you know what I'm saying, these devils and this witchcraft going on and what God thinks about it. Justice, because I talk about topics like the Religious Freedom Bill in Indiana, when this Indiana governor makes it, you know, makes it legal now for good Christian business owners to tell these gay folks or these people, I'm going to refer to them as, I'm not going to say fags or queers no more, but these people, that we do not have a right to serve you a wedding cake or have part in your wedding or whatever with two men on the cake kissing. Get the fuck out of my store. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I mean by justice. You know what I'm saying? And entertainment, because we bring you the future stars, like we got coming on tonight, the guy General Kuline, all these other independent rappers that I've had on, or models, or authors, or preachers. I had a preacher on this show back in season 4. So that's what Righteous Hustle scope is, folks. And whether there's a co-host or not, this show is going to continue to go on. And yes, it was a long break, a 6-month break. Because I had some things going on in my life. Sometimes the devil, these enemies, these devils fight me. And this goes out to any devil who tried to work a spell, any devil who says some gossipy, jealous shit, in any of the circles that I go into, whether it's school or wherever I go to conduct business, anybody that said any type of shit to poison somebody against me, your day is coming. The prayers have already been set. And we're going into Passover. Some of y'all dumb niggas like to say Easter, but the Easter pisses the father off, and he's not Easter you're supposed to be celebrating. It's the Passover, and we'll talk about that next week. But the Passover is a time where people about to start catching wreck. Who are, I want to say, and see, I want to stop cursing this season, too. Because, you know, I'm just passionate about what I do, and this is not regulated by the FCC, so I can pretty much say what I want. But for folks that want to screw around with God's people, they're going to catch wreck. And what I mean, hey, I'm not going to kill them, or the Christians not going to put their hands on them because thou shalt not kill. But they will be met with some untimely accidents. There'll be some terminal diseases pronounced on people. All kind of shit's about to happen this time of year. So you better watch out. Anybody who's trying to stop me or this broadcast or anything that I'm trying to do. And that's word. You know what I'm saying? So my topic tonight is to tell you that Righteous Hustle is back. And the whole scope of this thing has changed. A new day, which is Sunday. A new time, which is 9 p.m. And a new swag here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be a little bit more politically correct. I'm not going to refer to the homosexuals as fags or queers, but we refer to them as those people because there are a certain type of people. And homosexuality is against God's laws. God hates that sin, but he doesn't hate the person. You know, I know a couple of, you know, those people or whatever, and they're pretty good people. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to start being a little bit more politically correct. Will there be a co-host? I'm working on that. I'm working on a female co-host to come on and share the views of this thing and give their opinion. You know what I'm saying? So Righteous Hustle is definitely back. We're definitely going to have better, you know, well, we've always had good guests. But we're going to continue to finish the work that Tupac started to kill Illuminati with the bloody Yeshua Messiah, Christ Jesus. So, you know, with that being said, we're going to take this short break and we'll come back. Our guest for tonight will be General Kulai from Atlanta, Georgia, and I believe his manager said he's also a Somalian rapper, so we're going to check out, see what this cat got in the wings, you know what I'm saying? You listen to Righteous Hustle Radio. I'll be right back, kids. Righteous Hustle Radio with the King, you know what I'm saying? And we're back, just taking it back in the day with my boys Jodeci, you know what I'm saying? You and I. But now, time for the guest for tonight. This cat hails from the Atlanta area. It was put to my attention by his manager. Definitely interesting twist to this guy, which I'm pretty interested in. Said he's a Somalian rapper. You know, I've never seen anything like that, but I heard one of his joints. You know, a joint kind of sticks in my head, you know what I'm saying? So we're definitely going to see what this cat is talking about. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Righteous Hustle Nation, General Cool Lion. You know, what's up, Cool?
What's going on, Greg? How's it going, man?
Yo, it's going good, kid. Glad to have you on, son.
I appreciate it, man. I'm glad to be right here, man.
Yeah. Just a little shout-out if you anybody listening out there in the airways, like General Cool Lion, after I play his joint, and I want to talk to him and ask him a question, number 646-716-8584. So let's get down to business, man. Just tell the people, man, who are you?
I go by General Cool Lion. You know, Cool Lion, K-O-O-L-I-O-N. You can YouTube me. I'm coming out to the Clarkston area down here in Georgia, about 15 minutes out of Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's true, I'm a Somali rapper. And, you know, I've been listening to the station a long time, and I do feel like it's a certain reason why artists like me that's really talent for talent, I'll go up against anybody, you know, and let the crowd judge, has been held back. Because I feel like there is a lot of the homosexuality that goes on. But, you know, I have friends that are like that, but it's different to try to take on the image that I'm gangster. But Japan.
Okay, cool.
Like
hey, cool. Hold that thought right there, cool, because we definitely going to touch on that. But I want this part to be about you and what you got going on. But, yeah, we definitely going to touch on that topic that I just talked about. But the second question I wanted to ask you, tell us what do you have going on, like what projects, what work are you doing? And make sure that you're in a place where we can't get no feedback. I don't want to hear any feedback over the airwaves, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right now I'm working on Flight 13. That's my record label, and that's going to be the mixtape's name. Right now I got a few joints out, 12 years old. Street Nigga by Mistake, I believe that Street Nigga by Mistake is a real hot album that will get a lot of people to pay attention to me. Like I said, I'm coming out the Clarkson area. I'm representing for Jigili's right now. Jigili's don't have no type of artist to, like, back up like that, and I feel like it's our time for Africa to really stand up and say, hey, it's just not, you know, Black Atlanta. We have our own little side, too. You know, I'm coming out of the Clarkson area, General Cool Lion. You know, I'm 26. I fit any resume you want to put me as far as my music goes, you know. And I have a lot of back as far as my record goes as far as that. You know, however you want to look me up, you know, it's a phone call away.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? So tell us when did you you know, decide, how long have you been doing it? When did you decide to get into this rap game?
Oh, man, I'm 26 now. I've probably been doing this like 13 years, but, you know, it takes you a good little bit of time before you realize that, okay, maybe I could do this. Plus, I wanted to present myself like, hey, I am the next up for Africa, and I want everybody to, like, know, okay, lyrically, I understand, you know? I wanted to get myself well polished, and like I said, I've been doing this about 13 years. I had a few setbacks where I had to do, you know, a few years in prison and stuff. But right now, you know, I'm fully focused on this, and you can find me on YouTube, like I said, General Cool Lion, K-O-O-L-I-O-N. You know, a little bit more about me. I'm a Somali rapper. I've been in the Clarkson area my whole life. This is our side of town as far as anything African goes. Most people think of this as a tour site, but it's not like that, you know. Every area has its area, you know. And most people that don't know it, it's exit 40, and it's 30021. I got a couple new joints coming out called Frankenstein. I think that's going to be a hot one. I'm uploading that on YouTube tomorrow for people to check out. And I'm uploading a couple more joints. I'm trying to get into Birthday Bash this year. Hopefully I can get a slot, but you know how that goes. But you will be hearing from me soon. Before the year's up, everybody will be hearing from me, just like everybody will be hearing from Righteous Hustle Radio.
Well, yeah, no doubt. I think this is going to be a breakthrough season for the broadcast, you know what I'm saying? But the next question, I guess you kind of answered it, but you can go a little into detail about it. Where can everybody find you? I know you mentioned YouTube. You know, give your Twitter handle, man, Instagram, you know, any nook and cranny that you want people to be able to locate you and your work.
All right, you can hit me up on Facebook, Kuyan Jingili. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can find me on Jingili, or you can find me on General Kuyan. You can just type in Kuyan. You know, YouTube, just type in General Kuyan. And if you really want to find me, you can find me at Shaweet down here in the Clarkson area. And if you just say, where's Shaweet, people will point you out to it. You know, it's 5 minutes from Strokers. That's how I really get, you know.
Okay. No doubt.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question now. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to, like, hit me up, you know, you can email me at AbbasAbdulMusic@gmail.com. That's my manager, Abbas Abdul, AbbasAbdulle, music@gmail.com. You know, and just reach out, you know. If you want to do music and you're a Jingili or you're a foreigner or whatever you might be, you know, and you want to do some music with somebody and you might not have the money, holler at me. You know, we'll figure something out. I'm serious about this music, too. Let's do it.
No doubt. Well put. You know, see, and I had a question I wanted to ask you. Now, did you have any affiliation with Cash Money? I think I seen that on a couple of your sites there. What was going on with that?
Nah, nothing much, man. You know, I know a couple of guys that used to be affiliated with it, and so they wanted to add me on and stuff. I've been around it, but not around it, but I've been there, a couple studios with Wayne and stuff, but nothing as far as me and him meeting up, like, head up, what's up, what up, like, you know what I mean?
Wait, so you never met him personally?
I know his entourage. That's how it is. You know how the music industry is. Everybody networks.
Yeah, you're right. And it's a small industry, man, because pretty much it's everybody pretty much know everybody. It's only six agencies. It's only six talent agencies that everybody fuck with in the industry. So it might seem like a big industry, but it's a small industry. You know what I'm saying? But let's talk about this cut I got here, Life I Choose. Tell us how that came about.
That came about, you know, that is my single. Life I Chose, you know what I mean? It really came from the heart, you know what I mean? Because the hook goes 12 years old with a bag full of blow. And this is coming from a guy who's coming from a whole nother country, but still sounds like he's from, you know, America. I've been through the group homes. I've been through the prison time. So this is just speaking out of my zip code, you know what I mean? 30021. You know what I mean? So it was just me basically just letting people see Clarkston, a piece of Clarkston, like a one personality out of Clarkston, to let people know that we are different, we are diverse out here. And also that was me. That was a part of me. You know, I've had a lot of scenes in my life that made me feel like I was blessed, but also made me feel like this is the path that I kind of chose. Being given that, I did have a chance to switch sides, but, you know, sometimes we stay loyal to what we do. And this was the turnout of that episode.
Right, no doubt. And take it back, shit. What rapper, what person ever had some type of a run-ins with the laws and stuff like that? You know, even I myself, I had my run-ins, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we're going to go into this right here. I want you to introduce this song, you know what I'm saying, to the Righteous Hustle Nation. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and introduce your own joint.
General Kuyan, you know, General Kuyan, that's General K-O-O-L-I-O-N, Life I Chose, YouTube it, like it, dislike it, whatever. Let me get your full feedback. This is General Kulion, Life I Chose Live, man.
The life I chose, you know what I mean? Sometimes niggas still feel like you walking on the moon, you know what I'm saying? Ever heard that? A lot of memories in the past, so R.I.P. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Life that clean, you know what I'm saying? 1-3.
To the life I chose, 12 years old with a bag full of blow, serve you at the stove, piss on the flow when I hide by show, have my partners on go, to the life I chose, to the life I chose, I do not love her, fuck her with rubber, don't trust her brother, he question my cheddar like he is a robber, one in the chamber, don't fuck with no strangers, to the life I chose, 12 years old with a bag full of blow, serve you at the stove, piss on the flow when I hide by show, have my partners on go, to the life I chose, to the life I chose, I do not love her, fuck her with rubber, don't trust her brother, he question my cheddar like he is a robber. One in the chamber, don't fuck with no spine. See my pot and chucks, Henry Pie line. Ignore the sign, got shot 2 times, 2 blind. Almost from dead time, drunk a kid. Trying to forget, price on my head. Out of budget, still feel the breed. That pad by the mullet. At 13, I had to get bullets. Just cause you're 18, don't make you no bullet. I heard all 12, so I know it's a semi. Load up, pull up, hot by goop bun. Looking like chicken pot, strapped like Fortnite. Didn't say shit when the door's unlocked. Dumping with Glock in my house with a sock. Said it block on fire, now the seat raindrop. Should've tatted on the teardrop, but I know how I rock. Shoot every eye, heart, clutch what I trust. Folded in Dutch, a boss by the dust. Don't front none of us. Get it out the mud like moisturized sand. Stand up, got no need for a kickstand. Make a comeback, tied up in a rubber band. Counting all night, feeling cramps in my hand. Get raid in my hand, proceed with the plan. RIP to my OG stand. Father in my hand, I was remember that nigga. Pour like Niagara, intoxicate the river. Put me on game like your father the nigga. Understand me, nigga? I'm trying to tell y'all like nigga told me. Better keep quiet when you walk in the street. Better not quit, better not speak. Better keep quiet when your ad wanna geek.
To the life I chose, 12 years old with a bag full of blow. Serve you at the stove, piss on the flow when I hide by show. Have my partners on gold, to the life I chose. To the life I chose, I do not love her. Fuck her with rubber, don't trust her brother. He question my cheddar like he is a robber. One in the chamber, don't fuck with no strangers. To the life I chose, 12 years old with a bag full of blow. Serve you at the stove, piss on the flow when a hot box show. Had my partners on gold, to the life I chose. To the life I chose, I do not love her. Fuck her with rubber, don't trust her brother. He question my cheddar like he is a robber. One in the chamber, don't fuck with no strangers.
Nigga act style, cause the money brain power. Who is the enemy, who is a partner? Cold at world like a chain gang shop. Avoiding setups are harder than lockups. Running with robbers, invested in choppers. Read up on Mars. Bumper trap music, can't be fragile. Gotta think agile, 13 wild, anti-social, man child. Outgrown nigga, at auntie on my own nigga. Move my bed to the street, spoke to my heat. Get what we home nigga, feet concrete. Posted on the block like stone nigga, like stone nigga. NJ serving J's, count money in the hallway. White girl Kelly, distribute that telly. Gun on the belly, don't make me a felly. Gang unsell, niggas wanna hate cause they shit won't sell. Learn by the snitch, nigga too tell cause he wanted to pinch. Off my cell, told them nine, now they hot on my trail. Quick in my cell, I move them snails. Change my cell, now it's back to the cell. Had my first zip at my auntie crib. Under the bed with a doo-doo hit. Every new day, hot bar, just ski. Why that kid, 13 fur bit. Kicking in dose, smoking on seat. Avoiding the pigs, they giving out bids. Get to the money, my journal entry. A couple of pounds can stretch it hefty. Get to the money.
To the life I chose, 12 years old with a bag full of blow. Serve you at the stove, piss on the floor when I hot. I show, have my partners on gold, to the life I chose, to the life I chose. I do not love her, fuck her with rubber. Don't trust her brother, he question my cheddar like he is a robber. One in the chamber, don't fuck with no strangers, to the life I chose. 12 years old with a bag full of blow, serve you at the stove. Piss on the floor when a hot box show. Have my partners on gold, to the life I chose, to the life I chose. I do not love her, fuck her with rubber. Don't trust her brother, he question my cheddar like he is a robber. One in the chamber, don't fuck with no strangers.
Yeah, yeah, Righteous Hustle Radio, and that was the world premiere of Kulion, you know what I'm saying, Life I Chose. Hey, yo, that was a pretty catchy hook there, kid.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, man. like I said, man, it was just something that I sat down and I just thought about life for a second. You know how you just, you know what I mean, put it together.
Yeah, you know, everybody goes through their little struggles in life, you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest things about writing hitting anything else, you know, I think 50 Cent said one time, man, you get you a catchy hook, you know what I'm saying? Everything else will fall in, you know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, if you could write a tight hook, you in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that is true enough. And it takes talent to actually do something like that as well.
Yeah, no doubt, you know what I'm saying? All right, so this part of the show, we're going to call it the chiming time of the show, and I know you were trying to chime in on what I was speaking about earlier, so I don't know how much of the show you heard before, you know, I brought you on. So basically, what's your views on the topic? How much did you hear?
Oh, I heard the whole thing about Illuminati and also, like, other people. My problem is this, you know what I mean? I have no problems with other people. I don't mean to call them like other people, but I don't have a problem with nobody. I have friends who like whatever they like. You know what I'm saying? But my issue is, like, when you have artists like me who are trying to grind and find a way, and then you have to bump into, like, roads like this. Like, I have friends who are like that and still talk about stuff like this because they feel some type of way. You know what I mean? Like, if you look on my Facebook, you could actually see the amount of friends I have that are like that, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's crazy. I actually have a lot of them. But a lot of them, we also go back and forth with our messages, and, you know, they make little comments about stuff like that, about certain artists, how it's always funny how they always say, I'm on top of a girl, but, you know, such and such is going on. You know what I mean? It's always just been funny,
right?
A funny subject to me. And, you know, it's also kind of hard for an artist when he's willing not to sell his soul. You know what I mean? And stand on what he is. And that road, very few people actually are, like, man enough to take it. You know what I mean? Because I'm not the first Elvis Smiley artist to actually try for something like this. You know, probably coming from the area. But I think I'm the most talented, and I think I have the most drive. And if you ask around Clarkston about, you know, Lil Chain Gang or Abbas or General Coolion, those three names, I'm sure you'll get the positive feedback that you really been wanting to hear. You might also get some overbit feedback. You get what I'm saying? But like I was saying,
yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're an artist and you're actually trying to get it up the tough way. You know what I mean? Like I respect the artist like Young M.A., you know what I mean? She's a female artist. She likes what she likes. But at the same time, though, I like the way she's grinding. You know what I mean? She came out the way she came out. You know what I mean? I don't mean make a segment about her, but, you know, real is real. And what I'm getting on right now, you know, I've talked to her before a couple of times because I follow other artists as well. And she told me to, just like this. Stand on who you are and don't become, you know what I mean, somebody just because the camera's on. Because, you know, a lot of people sell their souls for money, but at the end of the day, you know, money is going to fly away, but your words aren't and your actions aren't either, you know?
Right. So you do admit that this does go on in the industry, then. You know what I'm saying? That this stuff is just not some talk, that this stuff is real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is real, you know what I mean? You go through it, you actually, like, go through it. And even when you go to, like, certain clubs, like, okay, if you're not connected, now it's gotten to the point where if you're not hooked up as far as, like, having a network, now you have to have a lot of money to push your own self, which is, like, no problem because, you know, at the end of the day, this is your dream, you know what I mean? What are you willing to put up for your dream? So when you're trying to do it with money instead or trying to do it word of mouth or just trying to link up and stuff, sometimes it gets hard because that's not what people want. Sometimes you might have a conversation and it might go loop-sided. You know what I'm saying? And you'll be like, what the fuck? But at the same time, I guess that's how the industry is and that's how, like, some stuff is coming out nowadays. Like I said, I have friends that float that way. I have no problems with it. I just have a problem with it when you try to target, like, a person is not like that. You get what I'm saying? And else you try to put on the image that this is me, but then you're sitting up there and you're dressing like you're on Hunger Games. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's kind of a cultic,
it's demonic, it's black magic, and there's witchcraft involved. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, if you're not connected or in with that, if you haven't initiated yourself as a warlock or a witch or a wizard, it's hard to get a deal in that industry. So you just said something that made a lot of sense. If you don't have your own money, you're really going to have to push your own self independent and do it independently. But you can still break in there if you have a blood covenant with Christ Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, can override all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the point I'm trying to stress here with Righteous Hustle. You know, you make a blood covenant with Christ Jesus, Yeshua, Messiah, he take over your career. He penetrate that industry. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To penetrate that industry. And, yo, man, I mean, you definitely sound like, you know, you got a lot of sense, man. I don't think that you'll be swayed, you know what I'm saying, to go the wrong way, you feel me?
You want me to tell you a quick, can I tell you like a quick two minute story online real quick that happened to me?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to record a song, right? Now, keep in mind, you know, we all have friends that, you know what I mean, have a little money, so you try to tell them, look, man, invest in me, put down that 6-pack or that 12-pack and put a little money to the side, and, like, we could get this and get it copyrighted, you get 20%, blase, however you decide to do it, right? We all have friends that can do stuff like that, right? Me and my little partner, I don't fault him for this because, like I said, at the end of the day, this is my dream. You know what I mean? It's not his dream, so I can't fault him. You know, but sometimes, you know, this is just one thing that you have to go through, you know what I mean, as an artist, when you're actually trying to get it and you're not plugged up or you're not, you know what I mean, you're not like other people might like you to be, you know what I mean, or who you might, other people might like you to be. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so anyways, you know, he was supposed to go half with me on the studio time or something. This was a little while back, you know what I mean, before I started getting my hype or whatnot. So, cool, time come up, he tells me he doesn't have the money. I know my friend. I know he saves a lot. You know what I mean? He doesn't invest with me. You know what I'm saying? But the whole time I thought he was going to be my friend and do that. From that story, you know what I mean, the whole time I prayed. Now, keep in mind, I only have 300, but I need this other 300 because I want to get my stuff mastered and mixed. Now, the whole time I prayed about it, you know what I mean? The whole week that me and him were talking about it, I prayed about it. Time came up for him, right? Time came up. He didn't have it. He didn't have it. Okay, cool. You know what ended up happening, though? I ended up just bumping into my tax returns. No, my tax returns just ended up... I didn't check my bank account. You know what I mean? You know, I spit real life because I go through real life. I'm not like any other artist. I go through real life. If you come to Clarkston and you ask about Abbas, General Kulion, or Lil Changang, they will tell you the same. Anybody will. You know what I mean? And I prayed about it. You know, I made some rockers. I just prayed about it, kept praying about it. You know what I mean? And I don't fault nobody or no religion, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I feel like there is a higher power. And I am bold enough to say that because I am Muslim, but I don't make all five of my prayers every single day. I go to Juma, you know what I mean, every week. But sometimes I fall off. But still, though, as far as belief goes, can't nothing knock me off that because of where I'm trying to go. It takes belief. So, anyways, I prayed that whole week, and it just so happened to be, man, I kid you not, man, that Saturday I just said, man, let me just check my bank account. On a Saturday, man, you know, I had $5,000 in that, dude. On a Saturday, I had $5,000 in that. I went and recorded me my stuff, went and donated back to God's house, you know what I mean? I don't know how to better put it because everybody has a different name, you know? But the higher power's house, I went and put a grand in there, you know, quietly, left back out of there, went and recorded me a video, did some more stuff. I say that to say this. If anybody has a dream, just stay faithful. Stay faithful. Whatever your religion is, man, you know what I'm saying? stay faithful to whatever your religion is. We're all different. And don't change. And don't try to ever sell your soul or sell any part of your body in any type of amount. You know what I mean? Unless it's a holy amount. I'm not that much of a religious because I'm gangster too with it. You know what I mean? But when it comes to, like, times, yeah. Like you said, Greg, you were locked up before too. That prayer there. You know what I mean? I didn't start praying when I got locked up. You know what I mean? Neither did you. You've been a prayer man, just like I've been a prayer man. Everybody just needs to start doing that more often. Just once a day, before you go to sleep at night, just if you make that habit, I guarantee you stuff will fall for you. No other way. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not just it's a lifestyle for me now, kid. You know what I'm saying? That's how the day start off, kid. You know what I'm saying? That first hour of the day, it's going to be prayers and worship, kid. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, I promote Christianity. I'm a straight-up Christian. I know you see you're Muslim or whatever, and we're not going to get into a discussion of religion, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, people who listen to my show and who know me, they know what I stand for. You know what I'm saying? And, like I said, I mean, just that little story you just said, Ted, is the power of what faith could do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, no doubt. Let me ask you another question here while I got you on. Did you hear any of the things that I said in That's So Righteous about the Angelina Jolie situation there? And also, what you thought about the religious freedom bill?
The religious freedom bill, man, I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like anybody should be able to do whatever the fuck they want to do. You know what I mean? As far as, like, long as they're letting you know they're going to do whatever they're going to, you know what I mean? Long as they're not trying to sneak you or anything. You get what I'm saying? That's like kind of crazy. You know, whenever I don't like to touch, go too deep on that. Whatever sins we all have made in life, we got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? On another end. So, but as far as like bills go, I think that's like kind of crazy telling anybody to do something like that. I think like that's. Like, I don't want to go too deep because that's one of those subjects where you start feeling like it's almost getting into the park as far as racism goes, you know? Like, this is like full segregation coming back all over again, you know what I mean?
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? I understand. You know, like I said, a lot of people, kind of shy away from the thing. But this is what this broadcast is all about, is hitting these things head on, you know what I'm saying? What do you think about Angelina Jolie? Trying to avoid cancer by cutting out of her ovaries and all that stuff. She already done cut her titties off 2 years ago trying to escape the curse. Now she's trying to cut her ovaries and stuff out.
This bitch gonna get a titty on her navel or something. Oh, sorry for that, man. She is tripping. Woo! Hey, you know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. I want to know what she's going to do about the lips now, you know what I mean? That's the last feature.
Hey, well, the doctor told her she has a chance to get lip cancer. She might cut them off, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she's scared as hell. She's trying to escape the curse of cancer. It took her mama out. It took her grandmother out. But one thing, man. I said earlier in the broadcast, you don't realize that's a generational curse that's in our blood. So I don't care what body part you got out. If it's in your blood, bitch, you're going to get it. You know, if you don't make amends with God, with Yeshua Messiah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that chick is she's taking away her womanhood.
I honestly feel like that, and I honestly feel like, you know, we all see certain stuff that makes you really think. Like, you might see one celebrity, they're glowing, and one celebrity, you might see them like 2 years later, and they're all dull. You know what I mean? And you kind of wonder what's really going on. It is really genetically. It is poison. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you worship something that's not, you know what I mean, God-related or anything that's like has any type of like creation that's good behind it, I think at the end of the day it does catch up to you. And, you know, it's sad to say, but we sometimes end up going, I'm not going to say all of us, but some of us all end up going doing what we love doing the most. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of crazy. And trying to cut off your titty instead of just praying about it and talking to a doctor about it. You know, we can't escape our time to go. You know, you when you sold your soul, you sold time off your timeline too. You know, that's what happens. You know, and
exactly.
And no, Yeah, yeah. And no matter what breast you decide to pawn off, you know, God don't want the breast. You know what I mean? And neither does the devil. So that's crazy.
Yeah, kid, you know what I'm saying? You just said a major thing right there, and that's going to reiterate what you said. I mean, and even though you Muslim and a Christian, but we still could agree on that one thing right there. If you worship anything that is not the Father, like a created thing, a rock or a vial of blood or a bird or a planet, you're setting yourself up for failure, folks. The curse is going to be in you because it says that. You know what I'm saying? Do not worship anything except the Lord your God. No rock, nothing under the heavens, nothing on earth, no type of mountain. Don't worship no bird, no rosary around your neck, no type of charm. You know, and reading about Angela Jolie a couple of years ago, well, it was about 10 years ago at the Oscars. She's seen at the Oscars with Billy Bob Thornton with a vial of blood around each other's neck. So you know what they were worshiping. They're fucking vampires. They're devil worshippers. Of course the curse is in your blood. It took out your mama. It took out your grandma. It's going to take you out unless you repent. Like you said, instead of praying about it, going to the Father about it, you know, trying to cut a new covenant, you want to cut your titties off and your ovaries and your eggs out. Now you become a man. If I was Brad Pitt, I'd divorce the motherfucker. I leave the motherfucker. I feel sorry for Brad Pitt, man. I feel sorry for Brad Pitt. Now, he ain't even got a woman no more to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's sticking his dick in. Just a fucking hole. He ain't even got a woman. But, we're going to get me wrong for that. But what about, did you hear what I was talking about Rihanna chasing the white dollars?
What do you mean by that?
You know Rihanna, she had the new car. She had the new animated film out with J-Lo called Home, and lately she's been chasing after the white dollars, which is not a bad thing, but you see her out there with Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, palling around. Everybody want to make it look like these two are booed up. And I mentioned earlier on That's So Righteous, there's no way in hell that Leonardo DiCaprio, with his bloodline and his heritage and the legacy that he's built in Hollywood, is going to disgrace himself by getting with Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? And it's not a knock against race. It's just the way it is. There's no way that a white boy, Leonardo DiCaprio, he's a white man, a 40-year-old white man, is going to disgrace his family, his bloodline, by booing up and getting in a serious relationship with Rihanna. Now, he might just fuck her and screw her, but that's about all it's going to be. And Rihanna wants to be seen around with him because, number one, she's trying to chase the white dollars because she's done made all the money she can out the black community. What's your views on that?
My views on that is like this, you know. A lot of those big guys that end up being single for an extended period of time, you know, we all know they slanging wood all over the field, man. We all know that they big players, you know, and for her to put herself in that type of situation, you know, I hope she knows what she's doing because, you know, this type of situation can either make or break her career. It can, you know, better yet, it can boost her career up some more. It could potentially kill it. You know what I mean? There have been people like this, and stuff doesn't work out, you know. But I really think, like, if it's fake, you know what I mean? I feel like people just, it goes back to Instagram and stuff. People just want to pawn themselves off for whatever nowadays. But I understand her wanting some more dollars and stuff as far as going out there to that side. I just hope when she goes to that side and she finds some houses to buy that she'll make them affordable for us because we're trying to get over there too. You know what I mean? Send a rope. Send a rope, nigga. I don't mean to say that word, but send it. You know what I mean?
Well, well put.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we're about to go into the play break, man. Go ahead. What you about to say? Go ahead and get that out.
No. Last thing is, you know, I hope it works out. You know what I mean? But, you know, just look me up, General Koolion, General Koolion, KOOLION, that's two O's, or else email me, AbbasAbdulMusic@gmail.com. That's my manager, you know what I mean? We could talk, you know what I mean? Both of us, me and my manager's name is Abbas, which is crazy, but, you know, if you hit us up, we'll let you know the story.
No doubt, man. It was a pleasure having you on, man. Hey, I'm going into the praise break, but if you want, you can stick around after because I'm going to close out to the praise break and do the final thought segment. And, you know what I'm saying, if you wish to stay around, you can, but the time is not permitting, I understand. But, hey, man, it was a pleasure having you on.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
All right, this is Righteous Hustle Radio with the King, and you say I want to call you Cool Line. You say it's Cooleon.
Yeah, man. My bad, man.
So check this out. Do you want to stick around for the final segment, or you got to get out of here?
Man, stick around. I want to stick around. I'm gonna stay here,
right, man.
Man.
Well,
it's going real good right now.
Okay, no doubt. All right, well, this is Righteous Hustle Radio with the King and General Cooleon, and we'll be right back after the praise break. Listen to Righteous Hustle Radio.
Yeah, man. I really want to come back on it. I really like it. She's talking about some real life shit.
This song was written for those that have determined they are the righteousness of God. And we refuse to let go. Listen to this.
Let's go.
Radio with the King. That was the praise break. You know what I'm saying? A little job be key. Hey, yo, cool. You still there?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're about to go into this segment of the show called Final Thoughts. And Final Thoughts, you know, we wrap up, you know, what we thought about tonight. Give you a chance to kick some shout-outs, you know what I'm saying? Close out with my final thoughts. Probably going to run down these things, and then we'll see what you thought about tonight, and then get your final shout-outs. But one thing, folks, you heard from General Coolion. I'll be one to call Coolion, man. You just got to forgive me for that. But definitely a tight joint there. You definitely want to, you know, hit him up on the YouTube or Facebook. Wherever he's accessible, you know what I'm saying? And he definitely seems to have a good head on his shoulders, been through a lot of adversities. Who haven't? And if you don't know about that Clarkson area, the Atlanta, Georgia area, for my listeners all across the world, of course, I'll be that Clarkson area over there is a pretty diverse area anyway. I mean, I used to work over there. I think it's a section that is very diverse as far as cultures and stuff like that. And different denominations. So, yeah, that Clarkson is also a tough area over there, too, a tough side of town, man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's still on the east side of town, so I definitely know what, you know, Cool's talking about there. But, you know, my final thoughts, GoFundMe. Yes, Righteous Hustle is starting a GoFundMe campaign to help fund this broadcast. And I know I'm not begging for funds, but the broadcast costs money to make, to produce. And I need the support of the community, you know what I'm saying? Of course, the broadcast could continue to go on because I'm going to pay for it out of my own pocket. But as I said, I am a worker. I'm a student. And I'm trying to push this mission. But with your help and your support, Righteous Hustle can strengthen his marketing campaign to put more ads in the paper. I have an ad running in the Creative Loafing paper right now here in the Atlanta area. But it's expensive. But we could push to get ads in the AJC that will reach more people. We could push to do a stronger marketing campaign on Facebook, on Twitter, and anywhere else I could put ads and maybe do a radio spot on some radio shows and stuff like that on traditional radio. You know what I'm saying? So GoFundMe. You go to www.gofundme.com/righteous hustle and make your donations. I have a goal set of $500 that'll go to paying for this broadcast, strengthening the marketing of this broadcast. And also, you know, you got to get business cards, you got to get flyers printed out, you got to get the word out. These things cost money. You understand what I'm saying? So GoFundMe.com/righteous hustle. One person already made a donation of $5. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? But the goal is 500 this time. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, this is not going out just for the Atlanta area listeners, but who all my voice reaches across the United States of America and across the world. I've had listeners to email me from the UK, people emailing me, hit me up on Facebook from Africa, who have listened to this broadcast, who enjoy it. So if you enjoy it, if the show has been a blessing to you, if I've said something to open up your eyes, hey, make a donation. Support it. Father will bless you for it. Going into the sports report, the Hawks, they clinched the number one seed in the East. So NBA players about to get cranked up, but the Hawks will be the number one seed in the East. We'll see how far that goes. It's really not making too much of a buzz. People really not really too excited about it. It's just something really strange about these Hawks. You know, brilliant year, but you just don't really know about them. You know what I'm saying? So you know, that remains to be seen. The Final Four is going to be in Indiana. We got, Kentucky, number one seed in there versus Wisconsin. And also you're going to have Michigan State Spartans versus Duke, you know what I'm saying? So that's your Final Four in Indiana. On April the 4th, they'll be setting it off, you know what I'm saying? And I think April the 6th will be the championship game. Another tidbit, housekeeping notes, Passover. Yes, Passover's coming up on, I think, Friday, April the 3rd. And that's a very special day for a Christian, you know what I'm saying? And I will explain on next week's show it's going to be on Easter Sunday, why Easter pisses the Father off and why you shouldn't celebrate it. You know what I'm saying? That's another teaching I'm going to do coming up. But, yeah, Passover is April the 3rd. Definitely get ready for that. Next week, we have the model, Key. Key the model. She'll be on. She's from the Atlanta area. Very pretty girl. She sent me some pictures, man. Definitely going to get her some exposure and try to see what she has going on and what she's trying to do with her career. So you definitely want to tune in for that. I'll start putting out promotions and, promoting that broadcast. You see her pictures. She's very hot. She calls herself Key the model. She'll be on next week's show on Righteous Hustle. You know what I'm saying? For a season 7 premiere, this has been pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? The topic for tonight, I started out talking about the scope of Righteous Hustle. Why I'm here. while I had the long break, I had some adversities, some things that had to be taken care of. Of course, everybody has enemies. This show has enemies. What I'm trying to do has enemies, and I have to fight against. And every now and then you have to take a break, step away from the thing for a while. But now I'm back now, and I plan on staying strong here. This is episode 1 of season 7, and like I said from day 1, every season has 9 episodes. 9 episodes a season. So I'm going to try to give you 9 episodes of heat starting with tonight, and this is a good start to the season, you know what I'm saying? So, yo, cool. What's your final thoughts on the
man? Hey, man, my final thoughts is, man, you just need to keep doing what you're doing, man. I love it, man. Love it, man. I'm pretty much a new listener, you know what I mean? I've been following you about 2 episodes now. But, you know, like I said, I love it. And as far as what we talked about, you know, I think everybody's going to have their own opinion, but I think it is what it is, you know? I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate everybody listening to me. And I appreciate everybody that actually took the time to even decide to listen to me. You know what I mean? They could have did some other time and just said, we're just going to wait for Greg to get back online. You know, like I said, though, you can reach me at AbbasAbdulMusic@gmail.com. You can also, if you want, you can call me at 444-430-6526. 444-430-6526. You know, you got something to say, let me know. We conversate about it. However, you want to talk about music as far as music goes, you can also reach out to me on Facebook, you know what I mean, General Kulian, you know what I mean, Kulian Jigili. You can also Instagram me, Kulian Jigili Land. YouTube, General Kulian, you know, that's Kulian, K-O-O-L-I-O-N, you know. I appreciate y'all letting me have a few minutes to talk about my side of town and talk about myself, you know. And as far as the show goes, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I think I like the way you close it out when we got talking about Angelina. I might call you myself on the personal line and get a trick on that one. But I appreciate it, man. Yeah. You know?
Hey, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. No problem, man. I mean, you know, when I see stuff like that, you got to report on it, man. You know what I'm saying? The spiritual aspect of it, man. You know, you can't escape a curse, man. You know what I'm saying? You just can't do it. And like you said earlier, man, some of the things that your ancestors did, or if you worship those type of things, man, you're bringing that shit on yourself. So that's the whole point of this mission, is to open the eyes of the blind, kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to keep continuing to do that as long as the Father, you know, put breath in my lungs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you have any shout outs you want to do? Like friends or anything? Anybody want to shout out right quick before we got in?
Man, big shout outs to, you know what I mean, Steph. Big shout outs to J Mal. Big shout outs to Iman. Big shout outs to, you know what I mean, Uno, Forte. Big shout outs to Big Chain Gang. Big shout outs to, you know what I mean, ATC, the transitional center that, you know what I mean, I was at like 2 years ago that really made me just say, fuck it, man. You know, I got to get my money like this a different way. You know what I mean? Man, I really just want the whole exit faulty, man. If I forgot you, man, I'm sorry, man. You know, it's too many of y'all. I'm sorry, man. Big nose, everybody, I'm sorry, man. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, man, you know, exit faulty, the whole Clarkston. Anything foreign, you know what I mean? I don't care if you're American and you out there in Mexico. You know what I mean? You foreign, man. Anything Flight 13, Jingili-wise, you know. Like I said, I'm coming out of Clarkston, you know what I mean? General Kulian, man, YouTube me, get at me. You call me however, talk to my manager, email him, whatever. You know what I mean? Reach out to me, you know what I mean? I reach back to you.
No doubt, no doubt. And like I said, ladies and gentlemen, man, this show is also available, you know what I'm saying, the archives will also be available on the website. You go to blogtalkradio.com/righteous hustle. This episode will always be on demand. You're cool. Anytime that you want to download this episode, is always on the website. You can go to it. You could download it. You could, you know, save it, you know, say it, do whatever you want to do with the episode. You can promote it around. This was your interview. So the episode is always going to be available. So, you know what I'm saying, anytime you want to go to the website, you can always download it. Or I can send it to you. I could send you a download of this episode.
Yeah.
All right, so we're about to
we'll
get up out of
here.
Yeah, no doubt. Just call me afterwards. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the night, folks. This was the Season 7 premiere. I'm back at you next week, same day, same time. Remember, this is a new season, new time. Sundays at 9 o'clock. Next week, Key to Model. And like I said, every day. And I mean, every day is a good day, even with trouble. You know why? Because Jesus is sure he is the living word. Listen up, I'm out of here, man. This has been Righteous Hustle with the King and Kool-Aid. I'm out. Peace.